If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof that being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
I would really struggle to give the captain's armband to somebody who's consistently moaning and consistently shows the body language that Bruno Fernandes does.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Friday's Football Daily. On the way, Andrew Omobama-Daly completes a move to France. Ruben Amorim gives his view on the future of Alejandro Garnacho. And Shamrock Rovers face competition to secure the signature of Dara Burns. First today, Andrew Omobama-Daly has completed a loan move from Nottingham Forest to Strasbourg. The 22-year-old was frozen out of Forest's incredible season with his only appearance back in August in the Carabao Cup second round defeat to Newcastle. He joins the Strasbourg side who've hit a bit of form under Liam Rossignol. They're unbeaten in their last seven matches and are currently 10th in Ligue 1. Omobama-Daly becomes the first Irish player to play for Strasbourg and joins a selected band of Irish players like Jake O'Brien, Mick McCarthy and Tony Cascarino to grace the French top flight. The move includes an option for Strasbourg to make the deal a permanent one. Shamrock Rovers could be about to lose another member of the squad that's performed so well in Europe. Dara Burns joined Rovers on loan from MK Dons a year ago and the Hoops had been hopeful of making that deal a permanent one. He scored 5 goals and provided 7 assists during his loan at Rovers, but he's now attracted further interest from England. According to Dan McDonnell in the Irish Independent, Grimsby have made a play for Burns' signature with the 22-year-old travelling to England for talks. Rovers have already seen Johnny Kenny return to parent club Celtic. Neil Ferrugia has joined Barnsley and Marcus Pohm's loan from Flora Tallinn has come to an end. Grimsby are currently 9th in League 2. They're 4 points and 2 places outside the playoffs. A former Ireland under-21 international will be involved with a Champions League side for the rest of the season. Liam Bossens joined Feyenoord on loan from Dordrecht for the rest of this campaign. The Belgian-born goalkeeper has helped with Dordrecht's promotion push this season, keeping 6 clean sheets in 21 games. Bossens will provide backup for Tim Vellenreuther and Justin Bylow at the Rotterdam Giants. Manchester United boss Ruben Amorim is giving little away regarding the future of Alejandro Garnacho. The Argentine has been courted this month by both Chelsea and Napoli. The latter have had a bid with a package of €50 million, which has been rejected by United. Instead, they've turned their attention to Borussia Dortmund's Karim Adeyemi. Chelsea appear to be the most likely to meet United's valuation. Garnacho played the full 90 minutes of last night's 2-1 win over Rangers in the Europa League, but appear to be waving goodbye to the Old Trafford faithful after the game. United are already seeking Garnacho's replacement, with Lecce's Patrick Dorgu high on their agenda. But manager Ruben Amorim was tight-lipped regarding the future of Garnacho.
Nope, I'm focused on the games and this year. This player for Manchester United was really important for us today. Let's see the next days.
Talk about how hard he's been working in training. You can see on the pitch today how hard he was working. How close is he to getting back to his best, and how important is he to this team?
I think he's improving in every aspect of the game. He was better today playing inside, also outside, changing positions. He's improving the recovering position. You can see it until 90 minutes, he's always there recovering and helping. Sometimes showing some frustration, and that is really good because he wants more. I think he has potential to be so much better in every situation of the game. So what I can say is that he understood what I was trying to do and was really clear. I just want to help them. But in the end, it's them that do the job.
Similarly, Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca didn't want to get involved and talk about their pursuit of Garnacho this morning.
The club have been linked with a move for Alejandro Garnacho in this transfer window. Are you happy with the wide options you have, or do you think that you could do with one more right now?
No, I'm happy with the one that we have in this moment, that we said many times. In the right side is Pedro Noni, in the left side, Jadon. Misha was with us, now he's not with us, but Tyreek, I think it's a young profile that can help us. So in this moment, we are okay.
It's art, no. It's not about fitness and a lot of muscle-bound idiots running around, not running up and down, no. It's a skill. That's where they got it wrong. You got the arseholes and the Wimbledons, you know, they're just thugs. Just muscle-bound thugs running around. I was brought up with Man City and Man United, you know. And I used to watch, I even went to Man United, you know. And I didn't even like United, they're the enemy. But George Best would just stand there for 80 minutes, he wouldn't do anything. In 5 minutes, he'd do something.
These are the finest times of my life. This is the greatest time of my life. This is the
Liverpool boss Arne Slot's confirmed Curtis Jones will miss tomorrow's Premier League game at home to Ipswich due to injury. He's taken off at half-time in Tuesday's 2-1 Champions League win at home to Lille. Despite that win, which has seen them go through to the knockout stages, Slot says he was given some honest feedback on their performance.
My father is a fan as well, and when I call him after the game, he can also say, "Oh, it wasn't as exciting as other games of Liverpool when he watched the game against Lille." And then I have to try to explain him that these games you can easily lose if you're starting to force all kind of difficult balls. But he's not always agreeing with me then. But as a manager, I was quite happy with our performance against Lille because they were a team that are so well organized and so much control. And I think there was one moment in the game I can remember that Curtis tried to play at the halfway line a bit of a ball that was in a bit of risk, and we lost that ball and they counter-attacked us. So that's the risk you have if you play against a low block team. Forest is probably the best in the league if you play these stupid balls, which I call stupid balls, which my father would love to see us playing a bit more. That is the risk of them creating them much more chances. And there's a difficult balance between taking the risk and conceding a lot, or having control, maybe not create as much. But against this team, going 1-0 down, like we've seen against Forest, is even a bigger problem than if you are, especially against a low block. So it's a balance we have to find, and I can understand that it's sometimes difficult for fans as well that come to the stadium to see us winning, but hopefully us scoring a lot of goals and an exciting match. And but yeah, you need two teams for that, and the better we do, the less likely it is that teams come to Anfield and say, okay, let's go to a high press and let's press them all over the pitch.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof that being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says work's been done to see if the club can sign forward players before the end of the January transfer window. Gabriel Jesus and Bukayo Saka are out injured, leaving Arteta with a lack of options up front. Mateus Cunha and Benjamin Šeško have both been linked with the club in recent days. The Arsenal boss has been asked if making a signing is vital for them to be competitive in the final months of the season.
Okay, my opinion is clear. We lost two very, very important players, Bukayo Saka and Gabi Jesus. So we lack goals, we lack people, we lack options in the front line. It's clear. If we can get the right player, that's what we are actively looking at it. Yeah, any player, no. Someone that makes us better and has an impact in the team. It's clearly that for the period that we lost them, ideally, we need some help because we were very short already and we're even shorter. But the team still copes with that. But we have to do what is right for the club.
Julian Nagelsmann has seemingly ended speculation regarding his future as Germany manager. He signed the new contract, which will keep him in the job until 2028. That means Nagelsmann will be in charge for the next Euros, part of which will be held in Dublin. Nagelsmann took over from Hansi Flick as manager in 2023 and got them to the quarterfinals of Euro 2024. Where they were beaten by Spain. And Belgium have appointed a third consecutive foreign manager. Frenchman Rudy Garcia takes over from Domenico Tedesco, who was fired in the wake of a disappointing Euro 2024. Garcia famously led Lille to the Ligue 1 title in 2011, and he also guided Marseille to the Europa League final in 2018. He's also had stints at Roma and Napoli, where he only lasted 4 months.
What's going on through your mind right now?
As flies to wanton boys, we are for the gods. They kill us for the sport. Soon the science will not only be able to slow down the aging of the cells, soon the science will fix the cells to the state. And so we become eternal. Only accidents, crimes, wars will still kill us. But unfortunately, crimes and wars will multiply. I love football.